Kavod.
With your permission. This is Parasha, Parashat Vayishlach. The Torah tells us about two major tragedies happened to Yaakov Avinu. The first one, Dinah, was kidnapped by an Arab. And the second one, Rachel Imenu died. And the Gemara tells us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov the reason really for the first one mainly is because he delayed to fulfill his promise. What it means is, excuse me, let's see, Parashah Vayetzeh, Yaakov Avinu leaves his house on the way to Lava. Like this, who came to him in a dream. And after the dream, he woke up in the morning and he said, this is a very holy place. I hope Hashem will be with me all the time. And this stone that I slept around it is going to be a house of God. And whatever Hashem will give me, excuse me, I will give myself. And the Gemara says Yaakov delayed his return, and that's what happened. Dinah was kidnapped, and eventually Rachel will die also because one of the opinions is because he delayed. Because he also cursed whoever took the Avodah Zarah, Laban died. And the question is, what is so bad about delaying fulfilling a promise? If somebody cancels it, okay. Delaying, it's not delaying for years and years and years. A few months delayed it. A major thing. So for this, such a punishment. And the Torah tells us a story about Yaakov and fighting with Laban before. I'm sorry. Yaakov fighting with an angel, a Satan wants to kill him. Yaakov survived. It's a story about what happened. And actually, the Gemara says that we learn that the person should give Maaseh 20%. Shinema. The Gemara says, Yaakov said, the statement of Yaakov, he said, V'chol asher titen li, excuse me, whatever you'll give me, asir asrenu. He says the word 10 two times. Asir asrenu. I will give 10, I'll give 10. Says the Gemara, from this you learn that really a person should give 20% maaser. And the question is, why did Yaakov say 20%? Even 10% we don't know. Let's see, maybe yes we do, but not. But how did Yaakov Avinu get 20%? From where? And he says is that he will do it. Says he connects it to Beit HaMikdash. He says this stone is going to be the house of God. And then I'll give the 20%. But it says to do, and the Gemara says, well, listen, it's something that the Gemara says a person should learn. When somebody has difficulties in his lifetime, he should give tzedakah. And Pasuk in Tehillim, take the fanav yahalech, before a person leaves the house, it's a good idea, excuse me. It's a good idea to give tzedakah. Before tefillah, it's good to give tzedakah. In difficult times, he says, how do you know? He says, I learned from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, on the way to Laban's house, that's what he said, I'm going to give 10%, 20% to Zdaka, and he makes it as a promise. But Yaakov Avinu says, I made a promise to it. It means, Chachamim say, look, it helps. Of course, the explanation means, Zdaka tatzil mimavet, Zdaka helps a person to survive. They say that the people of Chas Shalom bad things on the way, did not give tzedakah before they left. Some did not even say tefillat haderech like the way it should have been said. It's very dangerous, the Gemara says, to go on the way. That doesn't mean you go on a trip. Just you leave the door in your house, you're in danger. If Yaakov Avinu is going to tell the brothers not to take Binyamin down, and he will say, Yosef, something happened to Yosef, something happened to Rachel on the way. Excuse me. Excuse me. So Rami tells us the following. Actually, in Navi Malachi, it's the last chapter in the Tanakh. He says, Hashem told me to tell you that you allow to test him. Says the Gemara, the language of the Gemara is, Hashem said, you may test me in one thing. If you want to test me, can you imagine? He says, forget about the Emunah, you like to test Hashem. And the Pasuk reads, Haviot kol ha-maaseh, bring the maaseh el bet ha-otzar, to the treasure house. Test me. If I will not give you so much, the Gemara says, until your lips will say to Hashem, enough, I have too much. So much prosperity will be given to someone that brings Maaser. That's really the root. The Gemara says that Hashem blesses a person when he gives Maaser. And again, some people give Maaser, they didn't take off, didn't do anything to them. I give Maaser, yes, I give Maaser. 10%, even more 10%. My business is not good. My life is not good. But I do give Maaser, and it's true. People give Maaser. Something's wrong. So the secret Chachamim tell us, really, it's a sentence in the Torah. In Parashat Re, Aser Te'aser, Ekom Asar Tvotcha. Mas says, you want to be rich? Give Maaser. Give Maaser. Give Maaser. The Torah emphasizes to give Maaser from the produce. Aser Te'aser, what shall I give Maaser? The Torah doesn't talk about money. The Torah talks about the Torah, the produce, the grain. Aser Shana Shana Shana. Every year you give Maaser. What does it mean really? What's the secret behind it? What's the halacha? It's the halacha Hashem told us. Everything grows in Eretz Israel, you have to give Maaser. But really, two Maaser. First 10% halacha is called Maaser Rishon, you give to a Levi. And the second Maaser, in a cycle of 7 years, 4 out of the 7 years, you have to do Maaser Sheni. So second Maaser. When you do Maaser Sheni, you take 10% of the produce, you take to Yerushalayim. And if you live far away from Yerushalayim, the Torah says, you have to redeem it on coins and take the coins to Yerushalayim. This is the two Maaser that the person has to give in Eretz Yisrael. On Shemitah not. But again, 4 years out of the 7 year cycle, that's what you have to do. So Chaim explained to us what is this purpose? What's the purpose of giving Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni? Maaser Rishon, the Torah tells us, you give to a Levi because Levi is considered a poor person. The Torah warns us. Remember the Levi. Remember the Levi. And every time Torah talks about poor people, orphans, widows, the Torah also mentions the Levi. So since Levi is very, very poor, and really has no job in Beit HaMikdash, besides to open the doors and sing, the Torah says, give him 10%. 10% of the produce, give a Levi. That's called 10% to the poor. The other 10% is called Maaser Sheni. You take the produce to bring it to Yerushalayim. Why does Hashem want to bring it to Yerushalayim? Yosef HaChinuch, one of the Rishonim, says that Hashem wanted people that come to Yerushalayim care enough food. So it means like this: whoever has produce and he lives not far from Yerushalayim, brings the produce to Yerushalayim, and that produce must be eaten in Yerushalayim. You cannot sell it. You have to eat it. So, Baruch Hashem, you have so much produce. So, you divide it, you give it out. Like this, says the Gemara, the market in Yerushalayim will be full of produce because people will have to give it to Yerushalayim, and you can't do anything with it. You just a mitzvah to eat it in Yerushalayim. You say, Bracha, a special Bracha, you say, Shikcha mitzvah tzadim lechol ma'asor sheni. Lechol ma'asot. And you say, Bracha, you eat it. He says, who gave you this fruit? He says, this is for everybody. It's the whole Yerushalayim full of fruits. Not only that, the people that live a little bit far away from Yerushalayim, they cannot bring those fruits to Yerushalayim. So in their town, they redeem it on money, on coins, has to be a coin, and bring the coins to Yerushalayim. So with that coin, you're allowed to buy food. You can buy furniture with it. So what should I do with this money? Like the Torah says, you buy with this money, you can buy wine, meat, anything you want. It means Yerushalayim is no restaurants. The restaurants on the 7th year, on the 4th, on the 3rd and the 6th year. Because at that time it's no Ma'aser Sheni. But again, people come to Yerushalayim with a lot of money. And it has to be spent in Yerushalayim. This, if we may say, was a wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sefer HaChinuch, in order to everybody to have food to come to Yerushalayim. By the way, maybe that's the reason there's not too much rain in Eretz Yisrael. We start to say Baruch Aleinu, Tanu Matar Yisrael, on the 7th day of Cheshvan. By Pesach we finished. Israel has no rain in the summertime. Usually, from Pesach, 8 months, there's no rain. Even more, 7 months. I said, outside of Eretz Yisrael, especially Iraq, for example, the Gemara says, rain the whole year around. America and Europe, constantly rain. I said, and the opposite, they don't pray for rain so much, because there's going to be floods over there. We just started to say, Baruch Aleinu now. A month after Am Yisrael saying Eretz Yisrael. I said, why don't you start with them? I said, no, maybe one of the reasons is not necessary. We have Baruch Hashem, we have rain in the summertime also. So why didn't Hashem do it in Eretz Yisrael? Should we rain in the summertime? Why only in the wintertime? So rain can be the whole year round. But the Gemara tells us a secret. The reason why in Eretz Yisrael they only start to ask for rain on Cheshvan, on the 7th of Cheshvan, because this would take like 2 weeks from the people that came to Yerushalayim for Sukkot to go back to the last place in Eretz Israel up north, takes about 2 weeks, as the Gemara says. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want them to get wet on the way. And that maybe Chachamim said the reason in Israel don't have so much rain, only the winter time. Why? Because the winter time it's hard anyway to go to Beit HaMikdash. Don't go. But after the winter comes Pesach. From Pesach until so-called Chanukah, people used to go to Yerushalayim. Hashem did not want rain to come down on the people that come to Yerushalayim. Because the purpose of a person is to go to Yerushalayim. He has Ma'aser Sheni, he has sacrifices, Korbanot, sacrifice, Korban Chatat, and Shlamim, Bechor, Ma'aser, started with Korban Pesach. So that's the secret. It says, Aser ta'aser, you want to be rich? 10%. No. It says, Aser ta'aser, of course it means you should be rich, but it means give 2 times ma'aser, 20%. What do you mean? My produce, yes, that's the halacha. You give 10% to Levi, and 10% you bring to Yerushalayim. And you eat in Yerushalayim. It says, only for Hashem to see him, but I mean, that's the whole year round. He'll be in Yerushalayim. The same way Yaakov Avinu said with his wisdom, of course Yaakov Avinu learned the whole Torah. Yaakov Avinu, before he leaves his place right now, to go to Laban, where are you, Yaakov? He's in Yerushalayim. He had a dream in Yerushalayim. He gets up, he says, I make a neder. I said, okay, promise. What I promise, if Hashem will be with me, and he will give me bread and clothing, I'll come back safe over here. This stone is going to be Beit HaMikdash. And you know what? I will give 20%. He doesn't say 20%. He says, Aser Asrenu, 10 and 10. What it means is, that Yaakov is going to give 10% to poor, and out of 10%, even if you give to a poor, you remember Beit HaMikdash. That's the secret. The 20% is good. Gaon Vilna said, it will help you a lot, 20% of the tzedakah. Help you a lot. And some Chachamim say, look, the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk that we mentioned before, Hashem said, test me. Test me. How to test you? Bring the Maaser, Avir the Maaser. To where should I bring the Maaser? El Bet Haotzar, to the house of treasure. House of treasure? As Beit HaMikdash. So what are you talking about? Which Maaser the Navi talks to bring to the Beit HaMikdash? Of course, it'd be Maaser Sheni. It means so-called to worry about Beit HaMikdash. That's what the Navi promises. Hashem said, test me. Will he test you? I haven't known you. Hashem said, I want to tell you something. If you come to Beit HaMikdash and you worry about Beit HaMikdash and you come to Beit HaMikdash with the Maaser Sheni, test me, you'll be very rich. How much? Until your mouth, until your lips will be tired to say, don't give me any more, I have so much. Achieve Lucif to Techem Elomar Dine. Until then. That is the expectation of Hashem. That's why Hashem said, test me. What does Hashem test you? What do you mean test Hashem? What does it mean? You have to have a Muna. Hashem wants for us to understand that the goal in your life is Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, 10% of the produce bring to Beit HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim, for people to come to Yerushalayim to meet Beit HaMikdash. That's the goal. And let's actually, the Gemara says, in times of the Melech, was all of a sudden an epidemic. Corona, people die every day. And the Gemara says, you know why it started? It started because people did not worry about Beit HaMikdash. And David says, Baruch Hashem, prosperity, time of the Melech. Everybody had his in his backyard, vineyard, fig trees. Did you worry about Beit HaMikdash? No. People don't demand Beit HaMikdash. Our wealth has to do a lot with Beit HaMikdash. And that, what David HaMelech, the Gemara says, started to dig the foundation of Beit HaMikdash immediately. And as Hashem said, the Navi to him, he said, don't continue because Shlomo should build it. But David HaMelech started to do the foundation. And so the reason for that is because you have to have in your mind Beit HaMikdash all the time. And that's really what happened to Yaakov, rest of Parasha. He already got to Haran after he left his father's house. When he reached Haran, he said, oh, I didn't stop in Beit HaMikdash. I'm going to go to Beit HaMikdash. It's a shame I didn't go to Beit HaMikdash. I should have stopped over there. And as the Gemara says, Hashem made him for Yitzhak Tadeh, earth jumped from him, and he came back to Beit HaMikdash. Because he said, I want to go back to Beit HaMikdash. And therefore he had the special dream with a ladder. And so he gets up in the morning, that's what he said. It's going to be Beit HaMikdash. But I want to emphasize Beit HaMikdash. It's very nice to promise Hashem you're going to go to Israel. And so Hashem wants to see an act. What are you supposed to do? Just you flew? Yaakov Avinu said, you know what? I will give 20% from all my wealth. And why did he say 20? I said 10 and 10. That's why Yaakov Avinu became so rich. Because that's what Navi says. Hashem said, test me if you bring 10% to Beit HaMikdash. It says the house of treasure. You want to be rich? This you have in mind. 20%, 10% for the poor. It's called Levi. He considers poor. And the other 10% you have to give. I give for the sake of Beit HaMikdash. In our time, it's Beit HaMikdash. Okay. You have Beit HaMikdash? Okay, fine. But when you give it to the poor person, it says, for example, like we say, people give tzedakah l'ilui nishmat. So it says, what do you mean l'ilui nishmat? It helps the neshama. If you give tzedakah, and you say to Hashem, listen, the tzedakah I give because I want to win the lotto. Perfect. Gemara says, if you say, I want my son to be tzaddik, perfect. You give tzedakah 10% for the sake of Beit HaMikdash. That's now he says, Hashem says, test me, I'll make you rich. Because Chaim say, if you worry about Hashem's house, Hashem worries about your house. You don't want Hashem to have a mortgage. Hashem doesn't want you to have a mortgage. And that's all the whole secret of Yaakov Avinu. Blessed be Parasha. It's not the nether that you say, okay, I'm going to make a nether, I'm going to do. No. It's Hashem will not be so upset if Yaakov delays his promise. But the Gemara says that Yaakov got punished because he delayed his promise. What promise? You promised 20%. Why didn't you do it right away? I said, I will do it. The reason why Hashem saved you and checked with you because you felt it. You said, I'm going to sleep over here. I would not have slept over here. If I would have known. It's such a holy place, Beit HaMikdash, I would not have slept. Okay, so there's going to be Beit HaMikdash. Okay. So, he said, you want to worry about Beit HaMikdash. Fine. So you became very rich, right? You became rich not because you became rich, because you were Beit HaMikdash. Because Hashem said in the Torah, test in love him, so test me. Okay, and now, you should have ran right away to fulfill your promise, not because the promise, not because neder, but because neder of Beit HaMikdash. And that's why they had this epidemic in the time of David HaMelech. People died. 100 people every day. Said, what happened? What happened exactly? What did you do? Nothing. But you not worry about HaMikdash. You have to worry about HaMikdash. And of course, Chaim explained to us that HaMikdash was created before creation, as well the Torah. So it means the foundation of this world is over HaMikdash. And actually, what it means is that there's a Beit HaMikdash upstairs, so called physical Beit HaMikdash upstairs. That Yaakov himself saw in a dream in his head, Enzeki Medelokim, I see Beit HaMikdash. So the spiritual Beit HaMikdash, the Zohar says, should come, we should pray. Gemara says, Rashi says, Tosso said, we have to pray that that one will come downstairs. But this is the foundation of this world. And that's what Yaakov Avinu said, I make a promise. I said, delay a promise of the foundation of this world. This was the problem. And that's actually Chachamim explained to us. The Gemara says, Yaakov Avinu is sending a present to Esav. This is the Gemara, you know, before sending a present to Esav, he already took aside Maaser. He's going to give it to poor. We don't know which poor, but he will give it to poor. An enormous amount of sheep and cattle and slaves, maids, and gold and silver. Okay. So first he took his hard 10%, and then he sent Esau 580 animals. Then the Torah tells us an angel came to fight with him. The Gemara says, he came, he told him, you did not give Maaser. What did he give Maaser? I gave Maaser. The Gemara says, he told Yaakov, will you not give Maaser from the people? From the people? Give Maaser from the people? The Gemara says, that's what happened. Kept arguing with him. At the end of the argument and the calculation, an angel came and picked up Levi. And brought him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, told him, this is the Maaser. Mr. Levi is the Maaser. And that moment, Yaakov was able to overcome this angel. This angel is a Satan, it's Malach HaMavet. This is the superior of Esav in Shamayim. His complaint was Beit HaMikdash. Why did you complain Beit HaMikdash? He says, you know who I am? Who am I? I am the superior of Esau. You know what you did? You purchased so-called the firstborn from him. If you remember Parsha Toldot 3 weeks ago? And you said, Esav is not qualified to walk in Beit HaMikdash. I want to walk in Beit HaMikdash. Because Beit HaMikdash, again, is the most important thing in the head of the people. So you gave Esav soup and you told him that, right? I said, you walk in Beit HaMikdash? Who's going to walk in Beit HaMikdash? Levi. Did you give Maaser? I said, that Maaser, really what it means, designated the person out of the children to walk in Beit HaMikdash, and Levi was from the 10 children is 1 10%, because that's what Yaakov said. I said, I'm going to give 10% for poor, 10% like Maaser Shini to Beit HaMikdash. I said, Beit HaMikdash. So where is the people? Who is going to walk in Beit HaMikdash? Didn't you buy the first one because you said you want to walk in Beit HaMikdash? And because of that, the angel came to and fight and fought with him, wanted to kill Yaakov. Why are you killing me? Because you delayed your promise. I delayed your promise of what? Of Beit HaMikdash. That's the Torah tells us the stories. Yeah, the story Yaakov bought the Chorah. Be careful what you did. It's going to ignite something, it's going to cause something, that this angel will come and try to kill you. If that's how you so-called cheated or smart over Esau, you took advantage of him, and you said you want to be a Kohen, you're Beit HaMikdash, you were Beit HaMikdash, you're not Beit HaMikdash. Where is 10%? And that's what the Torah tells us, the main thing in our life, is Beit HaMikdash. And that's what really the message from the Torah. At Rachel Yavinu Blind, say also because something has to do with delaying the neder. Because Rachel Yavinu is a Shekhinah in the Kabbalah, is a Shekhinah. But HaMikdash. Rachel died. The Shekhinah died. I mean, the Shekhinah left. Because he didn't worry about the Shekhinah so much. People sometimes say, the Parashat Vayeshe, the next thing, Parashat Parashat Vayeshe. That says tragedy of Yosef. It says Bikesh Yaakov Lishev B'Shalva. Yaakov decided now he's going to take it easy. The Gemara says, so now you see it easy, forget about easy. Now Yosef is going to disappear, again you're going to have hard life. It says, what's the problem exactly? What's my problem? There's only one problem with you. The problem is that you have to worry about Beit HaMikdash all the time. That's your problem. Nothing else. And let's go to the Gemara, says, Yaakov himself says, I suffer from Lavan. Not suffer from Lavan when he was there. Lavan chased him. Why did Lavan chase him? Because he's not going for the money he made to promise. You delayed it. The Gemara says, Rivka sent Devorah to call Yaakov come home. And Yaakov said, well, I'm now in the middle of the job, I'm making money now. He didn't come home. When he decided to come home later, I mean, Yosef was 6 years old. He decided to go home. I said, listen, you delayed. You have to worry about Beit HaMikdash, not about your fortune so much. And therefore, the Gemara says, look, because Yaakov said, okay, let me take it easy. You can't take it easy. You have to have inside yourself a drive Beit HaMikdash. And that's the purpose of Tikkun Chatzot every night. To tell Akadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, I need Beit HaMikdash, yes. Zion Dorei Shein La Michal Debayit Rishad De Gemara says, Hashem says, David says, nobody. People don't demand Beit HaMikdash. Dorei Shein La. The Gemara says, Michal, you see from that Hashem expects from us to demand Beit HaMikdash. Al Dami Lo. Lati Tnu. It's part of the Tzukim and Bisef HaMishtaber Shayahu. She was a prophet. It says, Hashem said, tell them, don't be quiet. Demand Beit HaMikdash. Demand Beit HaMikdash. That's actually, it's not a secret of the Chashmonaim of Hanukkah. Maybe the biggest holiday. And as the Gemara says, if you light the menorah, expect Mashiach. expect Mashiach. Why? It's a very nice holiday. It doesn't say this to expect Mashiach because you read the Megillah on Purim. It doesn't say expect Mashiach. It doesn't say expect Mashiach on Sukkot. It might come, yes, yes, everything might come. Maybe he'll come more in on those days. The Gemara says Mashiach is on Hanukkah. I said, what happened on Hanukkah? I said, they found a pitcher of oil. I says, Nevanim Machshimam made impure all the oil of the Tamidash. They couldn't find one pitcher. They found one pitcher, lasted for a day, it's Rav Chanukah. All the Chachamim ask, what is the miracle? And if you would not have found the pitcher, you would have, halacha is, the Gemara says, if there is no oil, what's called pure oil, the goy did not touch, and all of Israel are not pure because they have a war, other things, you're allowed to let them know about the regular oil. It's special oil. It's special oil from the Kohen Gadol, even. Who needs it? You don't need it. The Gemara says, you know, the Torah is being compared in the Tanakh to water, to wine, to honey, and to oil. The Gemara says oil is the biggest. The Menorah of HaTamidash was just an instrument, a vessel, to hold the oil. And actually the oil is not oil, actually the oil is Torah. It means, the Gemara says, Shem and Zayit, it's good for you to be smart. Smart. Because it's not smart. Because it means the Torah. The special energy inside the oil. The oil really means Torah. Inside oil. Because oil is something Hashem created for us to understand the purpose of this world. But I mean, that's the most important thing, if you may say, besides the spices, is the menorah, the oil. And actually, the Torah talks about spices. We say every day, V'alot ha'onet ha'noben ha'vayam k'tirena. It says the Zohar, you should know. When they light the menorah, you do the spices. So really what it means is the Gemara says a coin that did the spices became rich. Yes, but he became rich because before they lit the menorah. You can, excuse me, do spices without the menorah. Because the energy of this Beit HaMikdash is the menorah. It's not the menorah, it's the oil in the menorah. And the oil of the menorah represent Torah. And that's actually the Torah tells us, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, before we open the Mishkan, Tav Yisrael Kol Lecha, Am Yisrael should bring you the olive oil. To me? Why me? Hashem says, Moshe, tell them to bring olive oil to you. It's not going to you. It's a donation center. People donated for the Mishkan, gold, silver, copper, wood, stones, everything. The oil had to be brought to Moshe. It's the same thing, the Shemina Mishcha, the special oil that they made to smear all the dishes of HaMikdash and to smear the Kohanim Gedolim and to smear David HaMelech and to smear Shlomo. As it's called Shemina Mishcha, the oil being smeared. Also Hashem said to Moshe, in the Torah, Kach Lecha Samim, you have to do it. That's really that Hashem made the miracle that said to Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov got up in the morning, he saw oil. And the oil he had, he poured it on the monument. I said, why you pour oil on the monument? I don't understand what you're saying. Who told you to do it, Moshe Rabbeinu? Actually, Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov is going to arrive in Israel, he's going to go to the monument, he's going to pour on the monument wine and oil. Oil for what oil? What oil? What oil? Because oil means Torah. Oil doesn't mean oil. It means Torah is connected to the monument. The monument is Beit HaMikdash. And Beit HaMikdash, you have the tablets, the Torah inside. The Torah shines. The Torah shines because oil shines. All the opposite. Oil shines because the Torah shines. And that you have to be a master of Torah. And Moshe is a master of Torah. If Hashem tells Moshe, go to the Amisrael to bring the oil to you, put them in oil. And if you're going to do this special oil to smear the dishes and to smear everything in Mishkan and then in Bet HaMikdash and then the Kohanim and then the kings, because Moshe is Master of Torah. As well, Yaakov is Master of Torah. Yaakov is the age of 77 now. He's going to Laban's house. He has a dream. A dream of Bet HaMikdash. He's making another. He's making a promise. He's going to do something for Bet HaMikdash. Hashem makes him a miracle. He finds oil, olive oil. He pours it on the monument. He will pour it on Bet HaMikdash. He didn't have the menorah with him. And that's what the whole Maccabim, the whole miracle of Hanukkah was demanding Bet HaMikdash. But to demand Bet HaMikdash, you have to be in a certain stage. It says, saying Allah Nisim, "Vezedim adusket Torah." The miracle happened because the Maccabim learn out of Torah. So the Reshaim, whoever doesn't learn Torah, he becomes so-called becomes a Rasha. The Ivanim, the Greeks, fell in the hands of Oskei Torah. So that's why Hashem made the miracle with oil, because the oil goes with the Torah. The oil goes with the Hamikdash. And that what Hashem showed us. Look, you're going to find an oil from Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, some of them say, he's not allowed to live with Hamikdash. He has to live with Hamikdash. But the Rebbe says, Shifti Bet Hashem. You have to have a desire. You don't want to come to Bet Hamikdash. You want to dwell in Bet Hamikdash. You want to dwell over there. That's the Kohen Gadol. Rebbe said, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to live with Hamikdash. And the Chashmonim or Kohanim, I said, we demand Bet Hamikdash. The whole rebellion, the whole war started because we need Bet HaMikdash. So we have Hanukkah because of demanding Bet HaMikdash. So therefore, the miracle happened with oil. And that's exactly what Torah tells us about Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu demands Bet HaMikdash. And therefore Hashem gave him oil. And therefore that oil has to be very pure because the Torah must be pure. Because Torah cannot be washy-washy Torah. You can keep part of the Torah. And you can't say that in halachot, it's not true. And therefore, the oil has to be very pure. That's Hashem made the miracle. The oil should be pure. And they'll find a very pure oil. And the oil will last to tell you, yes, yes, yes. Hashem said, I appreciate very much that you demanded Bet HaMikdash and you got back Bet HaMikdash. As Rama writes in his commentary, Hazra Malchut Israel, 207 years, Bet HaMikdash was under our regime. But this is the purpose of Hanukkah. It's not because of Hanukkah because you have a holiday to remember. It's a demanding. When you have the menorah, it says, I demand. But it's Hamikdash. Amen.